In Hinduism, there's a belief that we choose our parents in order to work through some karma. Is there a similar belief in Buddhism? How much volition can we exert over future rebirths, if any? Well, I mean, we're exerting it all the time. I mean, that's actually, we're doing it right now. Our future births are being set in motion by the volitions that we build up as our habit, our perceptions are. So the process is, and we don't have to wait until this body dies to see the fruits of rebirth. And rebirth is happening all the time. We're being, say, reborn with different moods and perceptions and ideas, and recognizing that we're contributing to the process right now, and we can exercise wisdom, we can exercise mindfulness, we can exercise restraint, we can exercise compassion, we can exercise loving kindness. So that those are the sort of things we get reborn, the conditions we get reborn into, so that we build up that momentum. But also, I remember Ajahn Chah saying one time that especially with the rebirth process, that you know, somebody gets reborn, they're going to get reborn somewhere where they have some kind of familiarity, connection. It's just the way the mind works. I mean, if you're, it's pretty rare that we decide to go somewhere where we know nobody, we know nothing about it. That's not the way the mind works. There's some kind of attraction. There's some kind of affinity. There's some kind of association that's built up. That's where we move towards. So that happens in daily life. What happens in daily life, same thing happens when we die. The process just keeps on going.